As we are focusing on being a dreamer, our topic today is the dreamer's ecstasy. And in Psalm 37 verse 4, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of the heart." So while this sentiment is often understood and celebrated, taking a closer look at the Hebrew roots of the key words in this verse can give some delightful insights. So the two words we're focusing on is delight and desires. So firstly, realize that delight is the root of the concept. So in other words, being anchored in the root. And the Hebrew word for delight actually means to pamper. So that word at its core signifies the idea of pampering or indulging. So to delight in the Lord is not just a mere passing interest or a fleeting emotion. It is an immersion. It is a profound, all-encompassing indulgence in his presence. So just as pampering yourself can be seen as a deep, immersive luxury, so too is our delight in Yahweh. It's an experience rich, deep, and it's satisfying. The ecstasy of being pampered in him. Secondly, in delight, is that he is the source of our joy. So in the concept of pampering lies a promise of joy. So when we delight ourselves in Yahweh, it's not about just a transactional relationship, but it is finding that ecstasy of joy in his essence and enveloping. Yahweh is the source of our joy, and in turn we find pleasures in his enveloping presence, in his words, in his ways. And then thirdly, under delight, is that there's a commitment. So pampering is not just a one-time act. It's a continual practice. I want to say it's an ascension process. So delighting in him isn't just about the occasional involvement, but it's a constant ascending in the delightful presence of Yahweh. It's that conscious choice to place him at the center and to continue to ascend, the pampering of ascending the DNA ladder of the delight of Yahweh. And then the second word we're focusing on is desire. So if the pampering is the root, because he is our source, then the desires are the fruit. So as we find ourselves enveloped in him, becoming entangled, the oneness, our fruit, the desires of our heart start to bloom. So the first word under desire is that desire in the Hebrew actually means to petition. So it's a fervent, heartfelt request or appeal. So when the psalmist speaks of God granting the desires of our heart, it's a promise rooted in deep relationship. It's not about God serving as a vending machine, but about the alignment of our wishes with his will, born out of our delight, that pampering ecstasy that we have in him. And then secondly, under desire, is the alignment of God's will. So the desires of a heart that is truly delighted in God will naturally align with his will. They won't be born out of selfish wants or fleeting whims. Instead, they will reflect a heart that seeks Yahweh first. And when we are in that ecstasy of our deepest desires being in harmony with Yahweh's will, they become our petition that God is delighted to fulfill. And then thirdly, under desire, it's a manifestation of God's promise and desire over you. The desires granted by Him are not just about getting what we want. They're a testament to God's faithfulness and His promise to bless you. Those who earnestly ascend and entangle with Him, that oneness, being enveloped and enraptured in the pampering presence of Yahweh. And when we see our God-given desires manifesting in our lives, it serves as a reminder of His unwavering love and commitment to you. Do you believe it, that your dream and your desire is actually a mirror image of what He wants for you? So are you prepared to dream the impossible? Will you dare to dream the unfathomable? Because we serve a God of the impossible. I love you big time. You are super awesome. Click below if you want to subscribe to the blog or some courses that you can grow your sonship with.